God, we thank you for your presence today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Thanks everyone for coming out this morning.
Yeah.
Just for the record, Commissioner One is out today. Hopefully getting some great education.
She's out this morning, but as soon as she comes back.
It might have something to do with what else are you losing and some serious depression maybe. Who knows? But you know, hey.
Did they lose?
Yeah. And are they anyway?
Yes.
All right. That's why he's like, number one, open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not be placed on the following week's agendas for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it's an item on the agenda, we cannot comment back to it unless it's just a factual statement about such. So, anyone from the audience at this point? Commissioner? Commissioner? All right. Well, we will keep moving on then. Hopefully everybody had a chance to go out to the Orangetoberfest this past weekend. It was really nice. It was a good turnout by people, so appreciate them doing that. It's great for having good activities for families to go and enjoy in our town. So, item number two, discussion and possible action to add Andrea Bilbo as a transactional authorized user to text pool services. Possible action would include county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Christie, any explanation on that you want to give?
Just to add a signer for the transfer.
So moved.
All right, motion by two, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item three, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of a resolution for authorization of delegates on existing accounts with First Financial Bank.
There's no changes or deletions on this one. They just needed an updated resolution.
Okay. Motion by three, second by four. You had it. Yeah. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number four, discussion and possible action regarding payment of October 7th bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $21,652.83 from the general fund 001-111-54235 to UTMB for a contract payment due October 2025 and as listed.
From the general fund, $175,481.39. Road and Bridge, $1,432.55. Adult Probation, $381.75. Airport, $306.66. For a total payment of $177,602.35.
Motion by three.
Second
by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Number 5, discussion and possible action regarding accepting a donation from Golden Past LNG of $25,000 for use in purchasing automated external defibrillators, AEDs, by the County Sheriff's Office. Additionally, approval of a special budget pursuant to Local Government Code 111.0108. Revenue received after the start of the fiscal year is requested to allow for the funding to be added to the financials. Revenue of 001-000-44064. Donations that are directed of $25,000 and then moved to all expenses of $25,000. Purpose to recognize and establish a budget for funds donated for the purchase of automated external defibrillators by the Sheriff's Office. Pretty self-explanatory, so we got a motion by 2, second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding adoption of a special budget certified by the County Auditor pursuant to LGC 111.0106 of $500,000 plus estimated interest for the rural law enforcement grant on behalf of the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Revenue of 008-000-49165, rural law enforcement grant expense, $500,000, 008-000-43510 of interest of $3,000, all expenses. Purpose to recognize and establish budgets for grant funds received after adoption of the county budget. And if y'all remember, that is actually SB 22 for more familiarity with what that actually is. So,
just for clarification, Judge, I don't think it matters, but you said rural law enforcement grant expense, not
revenue. Oh, okay. Grant.
Not that I don't
revenue,
think it makes
yeah.
any difference.
So the revenue of
$500,000.
Rachel, thank you. Sorry. Motion by 2, second by 4. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 7, discussion and possible action regarding adoption of a special budget certified by the County Auditor. Pursuant to Local Government Code 111.0106 of $275,000 plus estimated interest for the rural law enforcement grant on behalf of the Orange County District Attorney's Office. Revenue of 010-000-46165, rural law enforcement grant revenue. And 010-000-43510 interest of $1,500, all expenses of $276,500. Purpose to recognize and establish budgets for grant funds received after adoption of the county budget. Again, this is an extension of the SB 22 for the district attorney's office. Motion by 2, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for general from 001-111-54092, court-appointed attorneys and CPS others of $1,630 to 001-111-54093, court-appointed attorneys adult $880, 001-111-53203, sheriff's criminal bonds returned $750. Purpose to provide funds for payment of remaining 2024-2025 invoices. Anything else you want to add to that, Ms. Penny?
No, sir.
Motion by 4, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 9, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the September 2025 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. Ms. Octavia, you were up.
Good morning, y'all.
So
for the month of September, we had a total collection, which is a really great September, by the way, for our month. We had a total collections of $8,070,806.55. Out of that, the county's portion was $1,179,062.07, and bringing our year-to-date collection percentage to 96.22%.
What was 96.22%?
Excellent. That's a good month.
It's a good September. Normally September we're begging for whatever. We
so
gotta
that means the pay. Hopefully that means one of the large accounts that was behind got caught up on the
almost caught up.
Closer.
Well,
closer. They're closer than what they were the month before.
Right. They're well ahead of where they
hopefully
were.
Hopefully they'll settle out this month.
Well, and thank you for y'all's work on that. I know that's a lot of
yearly percentage up.
Yes, yeah, we're back up to what we're normally are
yeah.
at.
Good deal. Hopefully they get complete, but thank you. That's I know y'all been hammering on that pretty well.
Yes,
so
yes.
Thank you. Motion by 3.
Second.
Second by 2. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
Thank you.
Oh, you're
yes,
welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, number 10. Discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the annual report summary collections for year ending 2025 for the tax office as required under PTC 31.1-0. Octavia, you are still up.
Okay, so for the our fiscal year, which is from October 1 of 24 to September 30th of 2025, we had total collections of $175,503,966.33. The county's portion of that total collection was $44,042,393.93. Bringing, like I said, like Commissioner Viator said, back up to about 96.22% for the year. It's only a point something of a percentage less than what we had the year before, but we're back up to where we normally should be.
That's excellent. Like I said, it surely helps when one of the big ones pay you.
Yes, yes. Yes, and if you also see in this packet this year, I don't remember if I did it last year, but this year I did include a chart showing you that that total collection, 46% of it goes to the schools, and 28% of it is county, and everything else is divided into schools and emergency, I mean, cities and emergency districts.
Strange.
Yes, thank you. Then we're going to have that somewhere posted.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will have it posted on our bulletin board, and then also available for anyone that needs it.
Excellent. I have a motion.
So moved.
Motion by 2, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action to set the Orange County Employee Holiday Luncheon on December 12th, 2025. Possible action may include setting the time. Normally I put the time on there, but I think there's been discussion of whether we wanted to look at differences in times and better times or whatever. So open for some suggestions. Normally we do from like 10 to 2 for that, you know, because the office is closed for that. So is there any discussion other than what they would want?
2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
I suggest that too in other departments, just not take lunch and close the office at 2.
In the middle of the day, cutting the day short by 3 hours.
And a lot of people are leaving at that point anyway and not coming back, so.
Just knock
off at 2, let them have the party if they want to, and close for the rest of the day.
Well, there's been concerns. Some people say if you don't go to the office party, you have to stay at work. There are those persons that want control like that. So, and it's like, well, I don't drink and I don't do hall, so I was just going to go shop without my kids. No,
they
do that. So,
well, elected officials can run their departments how they want to, as far as whether they make them stay or not.
I've had,
don't really have any
several
say over that.
To kind of offer the times to where you can coordinate that a little easier for the non-party animals.
Yeah, elected officials are handling their departments out there.
Several departments already do that, so they close and
leave. My understanding is the courthouse does that. We move it to 2 if need be. You need a motion.
They're, because their hours are a little different.
Yeah. 1 to 3:30 for Roden Bridge.
I'll just motion it however y'all like to say. I'm pretty open.
Like for the tax office, we do our luncheon. You know, we try to go somewhere close by, and we in our writer office has to drive in so we can all celebrate together, and then you know try to push back for the time. And it's pretty hard effort.
Well, I think that you know if we're looking at making it where it's you know. Each department has different needs, and certainly elected officials have different needs. I would say that if we're looking at a three-hour window, that the motion would be somewhere along the lines of we allow that three-hour window. A three-hour window would be set by the department head and elected official and let them determine that. And as long as they post it out to the public and the ones that serve the public, that they have that, because I know it's very difficult to set a time that works for absolutely every single person. So maybe that be more along those kind of a lines of
department heads slash
department heads, elected officials pick their time on December the 12th within a 3 hour, I mean with a 3 hour.
3 hours.
That would probably be the serve everybody better than to be specific.
I agree, Judge, but should the like this the admin building all be kind of together on that deal, or some of them can stay here if they want to and some not?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, everybody's going to leave. Let's just be honest about it.
It's just one thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think the taxpayer only, I think, coming in, it's more uniform for them, you know, to know.
Correct.
Well, like I said, whoever we do and how we do it, they have to post it.
Door open and taxpayers coming in and somebody's working and they're not. They're going to be coming down that hall looking for somebody. But I mean, I feel like it's all going to happen together. So I guess that's a new point. I agree with what you said. I'll make that much.
Do we have a 3 hour window?
I don't know what you said, but
I'm So
well, I'll second whatever it was then. I'll second.
So you're making a motion that there's a 3 hour window to be determined by each department head or elected official on December the 12th to celebrate the holiday, Christmas holiday luncheon.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh. So that's motion by three, second by two.
Voted for by four.
Yeah, yes. Any discussion further? All in favor? Any opposed? Four. All right. Did you get that? Get down on the notes. Yeah. All right. Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding the appointment of members to the Orange County Sexual Assault Response Team in accordance with local government code section 351.252. The 2025 team members are to be named Orange County Sheriff Bobby Smith, Orange County District Attorney Crispin Winfrey, Orange County Orange Police Department Chief Lane Martin, Orange County Victims Assistance Coordinator Rebecca Patterson, Child Abuse and Forensic Services Program Director Brenda Garrison, Orange County Sheriff's Office Sexual Assault Investigator Bianca Cowart, Spindletop Behavioral Health Coordinator Tommy Smith, and Orange County Sheriff's Office PIO Lori Chapman. And that would be the name members that we're accepting. We have to have this in accordance with state code that they have to. We have to have a set team that does this within the county. Motion by four, second by three. Anything else you want to add to that, Chief?
No, sir. Just a legislative requirement that we have an appointment.
Okay. All right. If no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number 13, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the 2026 Orange County Resolution for the Indigent Defense Grant Program. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. And I have the resolution for that, so I'll read that real quick before we adopt. So whereas under the provisions of the Texas Government Code section 79.037 and Texas Administrative Code chapter 173, counties are eligible to receive grants from the Texas Indigent Defense Grant Commission to provide improvements in indigent defense services in the county. And whereas this grant program will assist the county in the implementation and the improvements of the indigent defense services in this county. Whereas Orange County Commissioners Court has agreed that in the event of loss of or misuse of the funds, Orange County Commissioners assures that the funds will be returned in full to the Texas Indigent Defense Commission. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered that the county judge of this county is designated as the authorized official to apply for, accept, decline, modify, or cancel the grant program for the Indigent Defense Formula Grant Program and all other necessary documents to accept said grant. And be further resolved that the county auditor is designated as the financial officer for this grant, adopted and approved on this day in 2025, if so approved by the court.
Motion
by two. Second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Chief just got an email from Colby. He scored 291 on his combat fitness test this morning.
That's good.
I didn't know how good it was. He said 300 is perfect.
Perfect, yeah. That's part of the score, anything over 200.
He's young.
He's young.
I'm related to Dave Pagans. I don't know how you got that, because I got a negative.
Item number 14, discussion and possible action regarding recognizing and accepting the Veterans Office Quarterly Progress Report as presented by the Orange County Veterans Service Officer, Mr. Mark Hammer. You are up, brother.
Good morning. Total number of appointments and walk-ins for the last quarter is 413. We receive multiple emails and phone calls daily. The Veterans Service Office continues to bring thousands of dollars per quarter for the economy, whether it is service-connected disability, compensation, DIC, or pension. The backlog of veterans waiting for VA benefits is down 37% since January 20th, 2025, but due to the government shutdown, the regional office in Houston is closed and minimal staffing is available for claims. The Texas Veterans Commission is working remotely. It's still budgeted to keep in movement. The VA health care in Houston is open, but certain community care departments are shut down for right now because they were budgeted late. The Beaumont Outpatient Clinic is still open and everything is operating as normal.
Are you backlogged on walk-ins?
No, sir. Okay. No, sir. But the claims themselves are going to be a little backlogged because of this. Yes.
I didn't know if
they
had
appointments.
Wait. No.
Good. Thank you.
You bet. Mark, that quarter, 413 for the quarter, is that typical? Is it?
That's probably average. It's a little bit higher this quarter. We have a couple of things coming up, so we were trying to put our veterans all in one.
Are you still seeing some uptick from people outside of Orange County coming to help? Coming to get help?
Yes, sir. Still, we got a lot of small communities, counties.
Jasper, Newton, that don't have the services.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of counties that doesn't have.
I'm glad y'all there to help.
Yes.
I'm sure you're aware of that. Group that meets on Monday morning?
Yes, I do. That's a good group.
Thank you, Mr.
Bet.
Thank you. There's no action. All right, item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding the Maxi subdivision minor replat of the 3.00-acre tract of land being hauled out of lot number 38 of the Maxi subdivision, phase 1, Orange County, Texas, recorded in volume 10, page 51, Orange County, Texas, same being out of the John Maxi survey, abstract number 45, located in precinct 2, and being the same tract of land conveyed to Robert Trimmel, by deed recorded in Orange County Clerk file number 552614 of the official records into lot numbers 38A, 38B, and 38C. This final plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Engineering and the Orange County Drainage District. The proper filing and reproduction fee has been paid, and a tax statement has been provided. Mr. Tracy, you were up.
Yes, sir. Good to go.
I just needed approval.
Motion.
Motion by 2. Second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Fancy pen.
Still not easy to figure that outside.
Discussion and possible action regarding renewal of IFB 23002 towing services for the various county properties contract between Orange County, Texas, and Lightfoot Enterprises, Inc. This is the second of three renewals available under the contract, and the prices will remain the same. Further action, the court may authorize the county judge or judge pro temp to sign the same.
No.
There's no action?
Well, because we need to discuss the pod, location, the mowing, before two.
Yes.
If they need to be added to that contract. So...
They probably, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that they will.
So we need to get
price. I just don't know when we're going to be ready to add those on there.
Road and Bridge went out and mowed them last week, and I don't know that the grass is going to be ready for them to bring their foot out there and mow for a little while, because there's still some sand issues, dirt issues.
Yeah.
Probably something we're going to have to...
Other than that, it's good to go. There's no price increase. It's good to go. We were just questioning the pod.
Yeah, I would think that we would move forward without with the current ideas, and then when we get ready to add the pods, because I don't see us adding those for probably 5 or 6 months.
Okay, then we're good to go with
them. Right, so we can approve as is without the pods in there.
And I'll send Charla.
If we have a motion for that.
Second.
All right, motion by three, second by two. Further discussion. Plus, it locks in the price. All right, item number 17, discussion and possible action on regard. I'm sorry, I thought we did. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Now we can go to 17. Discussion and possible action regarding the renewal of IFB 23004 bulk prescription drugs for the Orange County Correctional Facility. And this is the second renewal of three renewals available under the contract, and the prices will remain the same. Further action, the court may authorize the county judge or judge will attend to sign the same. And it's just the same thing on our drug contract. Motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 18, discussion and possible action for awarding the by resolution a contract for grant administration services pertaining to the application and implementation, if awarded, of the county's fiscal year 2025 post-fire hazard mitigation grant program, grants from the Texas Division of Emergency Management, and authorize the execution of the contract for the county judge and judge pro tem to sign the same. Read that resolution. So, a resolution of Orange County, Texas, authorizing the award of a service provider for fiscal year 2025. Post-fire hazard mitigation grant program, projects funded through the Texas Division of Emergency Management. Whereas Orange County seeks assistance in the preparation of an application, and if awarded the grant, the subsequent implementation of the 2025 post-fire hazard mitigation grant program projects. Whereas in order to identify qualified and responsive providers for these services, a request for proposals, process for management services has been completed in accordance with the Texas HMA requirements. Whereas the proposals received by the due date have been reviewed to determine the most qualified and responsive providers. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Section 1, that Trailer and Associates be selected to provide application and project-related management services, if awarded, for fiscal year 2025 post-fire hazard mitigation projects. Section 2, that any and all contracts or commitments made with the above-named service providers are dependent on the successful negotiation of a contract with the service provider. That's why I need a motion to...
Did we get any other applicants for that?
Motion by two, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? 19 is discussion and possible action for awarding by resolution a contract for the engineering services pertaining to the application and implementation, if awarded, of the county's fiscal year 2025 post-fire hazard mitigation grant program, grants from the Texas Department of Emergency Management, and authorizing the execution of a contract for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Again, this is actually for the engineering services of it. In the resolution, it is the same up to the point of where it gets to the now, therefore, be it resolved that Section 1, that Arsenault, Wilson, and Cole be selected to provide application and project-related engineering services, if awarded, for fiscal year 2025 post-fire hazard mitigation and grant programs. Section 2, that any and all contracts commitments made by the above-named services providers are dependent on the successful negotiation of a contract with the service provider. So we have a motion for 19. Motion by 2, second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Did get some feedback from Trailer Associates yesterday about Arsenault, Wilson, and Cole. They've been very impressed with the work AWC has done with them, much more responsive than some of the other engineering firms that we've used.
All right, item number 20 is a discussion and possible action regarding the approval of an updated master grant agreement for year 2022-2026 between Orange County and SETRPC. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Chanel, you got anything to add to that?
No, it's just the updated version for this year.
Motion by 3, second by 2. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Possible action regarding the approval of a yearly contract for fiscal year 2025 to 2026 between Orange County and SETRPC. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge and judge pro tem to sign the same.
Same thing,
just read the motion by 3, second by 2. Further discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 22, discussion and possible action regarding participation in the county's choice silver health plan for county retirees over 65 years of age by renewing the 2025 medical program. Ms. Lori, you are up.
So our over 65 retirees, we offer a Medicare supplement. We ask them to sign up for Medicare A and B, and the supplement is for medical plan F, prescription plan D. And they can choose, or they can choose an Advantage plan. And after reviewing everything, the judge and I thought the best deal was to renew it. Of course, it's a higher cost. It looks, just estimating with the last bill, it would be about 50, $55,000 more a year.
And that was for 172 employees or retirees?
It fluctuates.
Right.
But that's the average.
What was that number again?
How much more a year?
$55,000 a year.
So it was either...
And this comes in after the budget because this, right, this year is from January to December. So we always know, Penny knows, that it's kind of hard to get it prior to the budget.
So we estimated pretty close, but can't know till you know. And it was either adopt or accept as is, or because the only other deal would be reduced benefits to keep the cost, to reduce cost.
Well, one of the other, we also get the supplement, which is one of the other requirements for this, correct?
Say that again?
The supplement that we get for the retirees, that's a requirement before you can get that plan. And that's an F, the supplement.
That you have to get it?
It says it's required to have A and F.
You have to have Medicare A and B. You have to sign up for A and B.
B.
To qualify for the F.
To qualify, to get the Medicare supplement F and the prescription plan D, or our plan has an option to get the Advantage Care plan, which we have a few retirees on yet.
Okay, so this covers the F and the D?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cost of about $320 a year per retiree increase. I'm getting that right.
Second. Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? If you look at your deal, you'll have an addendum. Item one in the addendum is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the Orange County Sheriff's Association to once again host the third annual trunk or treat in the county parking lot between the Orange County Courthouse and the admin building. Like I said, they've done this for 3 years. We always have to approve that for them. Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? I think these guys have got the gun over here seeing. I just don't understand. Yeah, I know. I was wondering if y'all were going to do that. Item number 23, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's court meeting. And a motion by three and a second by four. Any further discussion on adjourning? We are adjourned at 10:06. All in favor?